Welcome to the Chick Show.
Wait, the what?
The Chick Show.
Chick.
Yes.
Okay, because it sounded like you said something else.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I'm Leanne.
And I am Grace.
Grab your favorite beverage.
And join our talks.
Yay!
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Chick Show. This is Leanne, and I'm hosting solo this week. I am getting over RSV and the flu. So if you have tuned in over the past couple weeks when I have been on with Grace, I hope that you noticed the difference in my voice this week. When I tell you guys, it took me 6 weeks to get healthy. My goodness. So I had been at a hockey tournament mid-January, and I got RSV back as a souvenir from that. And then we had a tournament over President's Day weekend, and I brought the flu home as a souvenir from that. So I am done. It's funny, I got sick on my birthday. And so I have been sick the entire time that I have been 44 years old. So today, I'm actually feeling really good. I'm very tired, but I'm not coughing, and I don't have a fever, and I'm not in bed, and I did my hair, so Owen is Owen. So thank you guys for being here. I am hosting solo today, and what I like to do every so often when I host solo is bring you guys some social media updates. I know that many of you follow us because you have your own businesses, and you want to grow those businesses online. And also for those of you that don't own your own businesses, there is some element to most people's lives surrounding social media. And so the social media world is forever changing. If you ever feel like you have it all figured out, just enjoy that feeling for the 5 minutes while it lasts, because as soon as you have it figured out, the algorithm's gonna change, people's behavior will change, something in society will change. And so I say that to just give yourself some grace. If you are a business owner and you are frustrated by social media and you always just feel like you're a day late and a dollar short, or you feel like you're trying to play this game that you don't even know the rules of the game, I think that any good content creator feels like that to some extent. But there are trends and things that happen that if you just kind of keep abreast a little bit of what's going on, it really can change your success on social media as a content creator or a business owner. So there's three things that I want to talk to you about today that are trending in the social media world, the three C's I'm calling them, and that's carousels, consistency, and conversion. So number one, let's start with carousels. Carousel posts are performing almost as well as reels. So if you're somebody that's like, I don't want to make reels every day, I'm not dancing on TikTok, I don't want to do those voiceovers, I have no idea how to make these reels happen, or maybe when you make a reel, it takes you 5 hours to do it and you're not really getting anything from it and you are just like done with reels. Well, carousels are climbing in popularity. So what a carousel post is it is one of those posts where you can swipe, where it has multiple pictures with words on them, and you swipe and you read the pictures as they go. And carousel posts are really, really good to use when you are educating someone on a particular topic. So, for example, a carousel post for my industry. I'm in beauty and skincare. I did a carousel post a while back that performed very well. That was the top 5 anti-aging skincare tips. And each picture was one of the tips, and everybody could slide and read through the 5 tips. And then the last slide had my call to action, which is where they could sign up to get their free skin analysis from me. So carousel posts are great because they don't require your face. You don't need any music. You don't have to do any editing. And I like to create my carousel posts right in Canva. So if you don't know what Canva is, you just go to canva.com. You can get a free account, and Canva will make you look like a graphic designer when you aren't one. You can literally type in Instagram carousel template and it will bring up a whole bunch of different ones that you can select one that you find that you like. You can change the colors if you want to. And so you do want to make sure that when you're using carousel posts, that they are professional looking. And like I said, Canva makes that really, really easy. So when you're putting your content together for your Instagram, you want to make sure that you have a variety of content. You do want to have static photos. You do want to have reels. You do want to have carousels. But we are coming off of a time where reels were king. It was reel after reel after reel after reel because it almost wasn't worth our time to do any other kind of post. Because the reach and the engagement that those posts would get, it just could never top what a reel would do. And so thankfully that has changed. I think people are getting a little bit reeled out. They still are the number one performing piece of content. So you don't want to ignore them completely. But I think it's great that carousel posts are rising in popularity because it gives you a little bit of a break too as a content creator from having to film reels all the time. So challenge yourself to create carousel posts at least once a week. And like I said, it's a really great way to deliver information and give value to your followers. The second thing that is trending in social media right now on Instagram is consistency. So Instagram has come out and they have said that they value consistency in creators. So obviously, the more you post and the more consistently that you post, the faster you're going to grow, the more success you're going to have if you're providing the right kind of content. But that's just not feasible for a lot of people. I get my leads solely from Instagram, and I am not on Instagram every day. So that just goes to show you that it can be done. You just have to be willing to grow at a slower pace if you're not posting that content daily. But I think that collectively, as content creators, we have sent the message that, hey, we need a break. We don't want to constantly be putting out reels 2 and 3 times a day or every single day. And so, again, that has shifted too. And largely because the way that people are consuming content has shifted. So it's not like Meta came out and said, hey, we're going to give those Instagram people a break. No, they monitor what keeps people on the platform and how people are consuming that content. And so you are actually better off choosing 3 days a week, 4 days a week, however many days a week you can commit to, even if it's 1 day a week. Decide what you can consistently commit to week in and week out on the same days, at the same times, with the same type of content. And the algorithm is going to reward that. So you're better off doing that than saying, okay, I'm going to post every single day this whole entire month. And then, you know, 10 days into it, you're already slacking off or you forgot a day or life happens and you're not in the mood or whatever happens. So you want to think like on your worst week, when shit hits the fan, what can you commit to no matter what? And show up consistently on the same days and the same time. The algorithm is actually looking for that consistency. Same day, same time, same type of content. You want to think of it like a TV show. If you know, my favorite show on the planet is Curb Your Enthusiasm. Curb Your Enthusiasm comes out at 10:05 on Sunday nights. I can set my watch by it. I don't have to wonder when it's coming. They don't release all 10 episodes all at the same time. You know, I wish Larry David would because I would just take a whole day and binge it. I can't get enough of it. But I know that I can show up every Sunday at 10:05 Eastern on HBO Max and on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and that's where I can watch it. And that is how people are starting to consume their content online. Same day, same time, looking for you to show up to do the same thing week in and week out. So consistency is key. The third thing, the third C is conversion. So this is something that I think a lot of people just don't understand because I think that when we look at Instagram or we look at maybe our private Facebook groups that we run, we are trained to look at follower count or how many members we have. And you guys, I know people that have thousands and thousands and thousands of followers that make no money from their social media. They're not converting those followers into cash. And I know people with very small followings, I'm talking under 1,000 followers, that make a significant income from their social media. And so you always want to pay attention to your insights. You always want to look at what content are people saving and sharing and commenting on and interacting on. And a lot of that comes from your calls to action on your posts. Are you asking people to save or to share or to comment or whatever it is? You think people know what to do? They won't. You have to tell them. So every piece of content that you put out, you want to have a call to action. But are you worried so much about gaining followers? Or are you worried about actually growing your business? Now, I am in a direct selling business. And so depending on what you're online to do, you know, if you're online because you're a pure content creator, then you might care a little bit more about follower count. But I know a lot of you that listen to me are in a business similar to mine, or you are a small business that is lead generating on Instagram. And so I want you to look and say, how much of my revenue came from social media this week? So when I look at my own socials, it's in the 90th percentile of what comes from social media. So if you look at my Instagram or you look at my private group community, I don't have 10,000 followers. I don't have hundreds of thousands of people. I don't have reels that go viral. That doesn't happen. But when I look at what those social channels bring me, it's a huge portion of my income. And so don't forget about that conversion. It's very easy to get caught up in vanity metrics. How many followers do you have? Or how many likes did you get? Or how many views did you get? Something that Instagram really, really is valuing right now in terms of your reels is watch time. So they don't want to see that you do something and then people are clicking off of it almost instantly. They want to see how much time are people spending on your reel. Now, I know that there is this trend out there where you can use B-roll looping video. Don't shut down on me if you're a social media beginner. I'll tell you what it is. It's a fancy name for something really simple. B-roll is just video that you have of you doing just about anything. It can be you walking. It can be you cooking. It can be you sitting at your desk. It's basically you just put the camera up and let it follow you around just so that you have video content. And then the looping video is where you edit the video so that people have watched it multiple times, but they don't even realize that they have. So when I describe this to you, you're going to know instantly what I'm talking about. So if you open up your For You page, your Explore page, and you're looking at reels, there will be these reels of like somebody making sourdough bread. And there's all these words typed on top of the reel. And you're reading the words, but the video just keeps playing over and over and over in the background. That's B-roll looping video. You, unbeknownst to you, have probably had that video play 10 times while you're reading these words. Now, what I say is not gospel truth. It's not the be-all, end-all. There's multiple ways to work your business on social media. However, I can see a trend happening where people are getting sick and tired of looping B-roll video. If you want to stand out on Instagram or your social media right now, I think we're starting to see a shift. People are getting tired of there being a video that has absolutely nothing to do with the topic at hand, and then you putting a whole big paragraph on the screen that they have to read that may or may not have anything to do with the video. And I think people are starting to say, like, wait a minute. This is dumb. So I think that you're going to see a shift in the coming months where that looping B-roll video that has nothing to do with your topic with a whole bunch of words on the screen is not going to be what people engage with. So what are people engaging with? Remember what we started with, the carousel. They are also engaging with short video. short video. You don't want to trick people into watching your content. If your content is good enough, they're going to consume it anyway. So as long as you are putting out content that is entertaining, that is serving, that is educating, that is building community, all the different reasons why we put up content, as long as you're serving your community well, you will always get rewarded for that. So I think we've got to get a little bit away from this tricking people into watching the video 10 times, looping B-roll, whatever we're going to call it. And when I'm laying in bed at night scrolling Instagram, like, I want to be entertained or I want to learn. I don't want to have to read reel after reel after reel after reel. And when the font is really little, and I'm like, why am I doing it? Like, I have now noticed myself just starting to scroll right past it. And I'm starting to look for funny things again because I don't want to read all this stuff. And so when you're looking at conversion, which is cash in your pocket, how did you take this piece of content to put it out to your followers, to bring in a new follower, to have that whole process happen to where it turns into a new customer, team member, cash money in your bank account? That's your conversion. And so you always want to be aware of how much money are you making from this content. And you can keep coming back here to the Chick Show because I do update you every so often on social media trends. But I think that what you got to do now is you have to stand out in a very, very busy feed of people with those B-roll videos. But I think that it's easier than ever to do it. Because so many people are doing that, that people are looking for something different. So those are the three C's that are happening on social media right now: carousels, consistency, and conversion. If you feel like your social media is not generating the income for you that you want it to, I'm willing to bet that there's something that you have not done, and that is identify who is your person, your niche, your target market. Who is it that you are trying to connect with online? And I have a social media course that helps you do this. It comes with a video training of me where I go through exactly how to figure out who it is that you're talking to. And there's a workbook with a series of questions that you can go through. And most of these questions, I promise, are not questions that you've thought about before or anyone else has asked you before. But once you go through my training and you work through the workbook, you will come out of it knowing exactly who it is that you are trying to talk to. And you will have such a clear picture and vision for the content that you are creating. And it will impact that conversion, which is ultimately what we're here to do. So I will drop the link for my course in the show notes if you want to check it out. And Grace and I will see you back here next week on The Chick Show. Bye, everyone.